Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
I should have came out here and looked at the stage setup before the show started. We got this huge stage. They said it looks good on camera, but we're going to be sitting so close together. This looks more like we're going to tape an unplugged or something. But we'll see how it works. Maybe we'll all spread out during the breaks. How you doing, Denver? Holy moly! What a turnout. People sitting way up there, like the altitude up there must be even crazier. Okay, sir. People try to trick me and make me love them back. I don't even know them. Thank you for being here for this exciting out-of-California experience. It's our first time, and it's all thanks to you and your ability to vote. It's your voting that made this happen, and I'm still not sure if it's completely okay to do this, so hopefully everybody will be cool. Except for that guy. I'm dying to know what he was saying. Say it again, dude. It was so forceful the first time, dude. What'd you say?
Never mind.
But yeah, that's cool. I just spent a half an hour in the party bus, and by my count, probably smoked about 18 or 20 different joints. Couple pipes, couple oneies, maybe of Colorado. Yes, sir. We're in Colorado. I already gave you credit for this whole night. You know, there's such a thing as a sore winner, sir. God damn it! All right, settle down. Smoke some weed. Super Bowl, right, dude? Super fun. I had a lot of fun with Super Bowl jokes. It was Benson Bowl week on at midnight early this year. Thank you. But anyway, I was saying that I was out in the party bus, and thank you to all the people who... The party bus was super fun and a great environment. Oh, I also did two dabs in there. So I'm pretty sure this is officially the highest I've ever started on this show. Yeah. I got my vodka soda. And the people, I really appreciate I thought the price for the party bus to go inside there and meet me and let me smoke your weed, I thought the price was a little high. But you're not cheap, so thank you, sir, for not being cheap. And I didn't know we elected a representative for the room. I'm so excited about all the guests that we have coming out here. People that are watching this archived or live on a device already saw their names flying through space, even though instead of space, we are at the charmingly named Oriental Theater. It gives people a chance to throw that word around. And... it's what is this called? Mountain View? To Denver! I like went like two or three blocks out of downtown. I'm like, this is not Denver. It's either Denver or on your way to the airport. So yeah, we're on 44th and something, and. It's very exciting giving out the address. I don't know why or what compelled me to do that. I shouldn't have said any of that stuff. I should have just said, we're here from a secret location in the greatest place in the world. Yeah. And so as a result, I wanted to give you guys the best show I can, especially fans of Getting Dug with High, because these are... four veterans of the show. Yeah. Please give a big warm welcome to Josh Blue, Cassim G, Jeff Tate, and Todd Glass. What do you guys think? Are we a boy band now? Yeah. Is this the acoustic part of the set?
I got my lab on.
Are we like... too close together?
Yeah, for sure. We are absolutely too close together.
A little bit.
Yeah, it seems a little too tight.
This is how they sit at the very end of a Boys to Men show.
Didn't I just sort of make that joke already?
Yeah, but they laughed again.
It was good again, you're right. This is exactly how I would have arranged it if I just came out here and did it. And they did it themselves. You guys are awesome. Great job. Let's meet them individually. On the first stool, third appearance on the show, second this month. It's Josh Blue, everybody!
Thank you. What's up, Denver? Woo! Hometown, baby. What the fuck are you guys doing now?
This is good, I think. I like it. I have no idea if it's good for the cameras or sound or not, but, we're
I'd
rebels.
Rather... I'd rather
do it how we want
to
do it. And we all have two microphones on. That's how professional this is. There's a good chance that 10 microphones will crap out all at once. Josh, thank you for being here, man.
My pleasure.
And that's what I'm saying. You got the headphone one. So just make sure the other one's nearby.
Really, what the fuck, man?
I like the way that your headphone is like skin color, but over your beard it just looks like, why is there a weird, like a mole just digging through the beard?
That's what Garth Brooks does every show, too.
I already look retarded without this thing on, man. Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Josh. Yes. on the stool, on the stool to my left, his sixth appearance on the show, it's Jeff Tate, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Six, huh?
Yeah, that's what it says on the card.
Wow.
Gotta trust the cards, you guys.
I don't know if it feels like more or less than six. I don't know why I'm surprised at six.
Right? Yeah, just like you're just not sure that it's that many.
Nope.
Making his eighth appearance. Is that all right to move on? Or do you have any opening statements?
No, I'm good.
Also on the stage, eighth time on the show, Kasim G, everybody.
Thank you. Hello, Denver. Great to be here. I've been high since Friday. This is great.
You want me to open that for you, Doug?
I was trying to be like that person in the movie theater that unwraps a thing slowly, so it's 10 agonizing minutes of a rapper slowly being unwrapped. Just fucking rip it! But then the hilarious part is the only thing inside this box is the charger. This must just be like for display purposes only. Oh, it fell out on the ground. Mystery solved.
Nice ass, man.
We have a request from the audience, but first I'd like to introduce one more guest. Yeah, that's right. 13th appearance on the show.
Hey, I love it here, proof of it. When did I get here? Saturday. Got here Saturday.
You got here Saturday.
And guess what? I ate sushi at Walgreens. It was fucking great. I couldn't believe it. It was and it wasn't just great because I was high. It was great even if I wasn't. I went back the next day and ate it in the afternoon. It was just as good. That's a true story. So there's that.
How often do you think Walgreens flips over their sushi?
There were people making it today. It's not like they just get it shipped in. I mean, I'm not saying go there if you're trying to impress somebody, but I'm saying if you're walking by and you want some sushi, you're not going to be pissed off at me after you eat it. You're going to go, he was fucking right. That's how you're going to say it. And another thing, I feel great. You know how everyone tells you, you got to drink. I feel so good. I've been drinking every day, no lie, so much liquor. And it works. It works. I thought people were, you got to drink a lot of liquor. You got to drink a lot of liquor. I love it. That's only funny because I don't drink.
Thanks again to all my guests for being here. Thank you to... What if I just fucking just tapped out right now? Well, it's been a great time, you guys. See you back out on the bus. But thank you to the Colorado Cannabis Tours for bringing the VIP hot box to just outside the theater. Gabe spent some time in there. I hope he can still do a magic trick tonight. And he took the full Colorado Cannabis Tour over the weekend, and he's got pictures he's going to share wherever he shares his pictures. ColoradoCannabisTours.com. You guys got to check out the bus maybe after the after this.
I just heard about it. Is it like a big bus?
Yeah, it's like a party bus. There's a couple stripper poles in there. I said throw on some Beyonce and dance around the pole to all the single ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, put your hands up.
You get a lot of pussy in that bus, huh?
No. It's a great question, Todd.
But I'd like to think of this as a family show, and I'd like to like to remind you. I'd like to remind you that one of our sponsors today that I need to thank is Incredibles. They made these vape pens that we're smoking out of right now, and there's also you guys have access to some chocolates and other goodies. And you can check them out at iloveincredibles.com. I don't really feel like doing any edibles right now.
I did some chocolate before the show.
I'm having trouble understanding you as it is, man. Yeah. You know, it's bad when it's
you need
me,
one man. More Muppet sitting next to you. So, Todd... you've been here since Saturday, man?
I did some chocolate before the show that they gave us. Those gift
That's
baskets.
That's what I should have gone back to. But I said I just decided to move on.
I thought you forgot.
I did. I mean, it was a combination of things. Oh, there's the 8:19 alarm. So at 8:20, in 1 minute, it's going to be 4:20 somewhere. There's that beautiful voice. So smoke them if you got them, fellas. So we're doing the vapes because we're trying to respect the rules. And we got, I think, some bag of vapor we could pass around too, I believe. And here we go. Holy smoky.
Thank you.
Let's, the three of... Let's smoke.
Thank you. Here's to Denver. Thank you, guys.
Yes, Denver. What's gone wrong so far since it's been legal? Nothing. There's still evil in some corners of the political world. Only unicorns. That's beautiful, miss. Now I need you to shut up. What a wonderful sentiment. Fuck you.
Do Nancy Grace, like her perception of Denver. So they just illegal there.
You get off the plane and step into a bus where a man puts a gun in your mouth filled with marijuana fumes. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me that I can't remember.
That last line was, I paraphrase a line from Marijuana Logs. That line was written by Arj Barker, so give him credit real quick.
I had to finish the bit somehow.
What, Todd?
I think I thought of a good idea. You do, not now, but at another time, like maybe we make a special podcast out of it, you do that bit until I pass out. Because I think it would take four times where I would literally be
all
like...
All I could say to that, Todd, is, what's wrong with now?
Now I don't want to pass out.
Let's do it, man. Let's pass out.
Yeah.
Fucking...
No, because every time I think the same thing, it's not even an exaggeration. That's why it's so fucking amazing. Like, that's everything she does. It's the worst. Anything she would hear. What do you do? Anything. The nudist colony. Say, y'all... I can't do it. I got it. Well, that's why...
They should, those people should have to go back on television 2 years later and be like, I probably overstated. Like, Rick Santorum should have to be like, listen, no one married a dog, so I was wrong. I apologize.
And isn't it funny that he says those things while wearing... He says those things about animals while wearing a comfort vest. that you would see a scared little doggy. Like,
I hope Nancy Grace watches this show. That would be...
I bet she does. I bet you it makes her very angry. I bet one of her eyebrows goes back behind her head. And she just loses her mind and
there's no way
screams.
She doesn't. Do her... Oh, there's no way. There's for sure... There's for sure a Google
alert. Oh. What?
Listen, I'm very high already, so...
Shit.
I'm going to just try real hard to get this sentence out. And remember, it was probably funny in rhythm earlier. I bet she
timing is what it's all about.
I don't have that. I bet
say
she,
it. Pass it and say it.
Oh. I bet she's got a Google alert, so she is watching at least this episode. Like, edit that so it came out earlier.
Some comedy's all about speed. Like, you wait, like, as much as 30 seconds and it's no longer funny.
All of my comedy is based specifically on what just happened.
There's no way you could be high.
Thank you, Gabe.
Oh,
tastes like
you.
Doug.
God damn it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gabe. I'm the only one that thanks him.
Now it just looks like we're doing a puppet show about weird ghosts.
This is like what they would do on like New Year's Eve at a church when they would do that thing about
it's not
one of those Hell's Gates things.
I've seen one. Yeah, I'm
sorry, Josh is just being a menace.
What do you do if you're done with it?
You just let it be flaccid right in front of you. Just let it hang.
Wow.
Weed is like crack for me.
Dang.
Look at this one, though. Look at this one.
All right, let's go down the line, starting with, for High History tonight, I'm going to ask you one question. Everybody answer the same question.
I'm good.
Starting with Josh.
Yeah. Woo!
What did you smoke today? What did you smoke today?
Well, I tried to save myself for tonight, so I'm making up for it. This is all you've seen right now is what I've smoked. And I feel like I'm about to explode.
I love all the cheering for that. Oh, this
Please.
Is the worst high I've ever had. Yeah. Yay!
Something would at least have happened on the show.
What?
I like it.
I think I like that it. One came out a little meaner than he meant it.
Oh, no, I meant it.
Okay. Gets away with a lot, that guy.
He said it like that, and now it's kind of like we all have to root for it. For him to explode.
What'd you eat today? What's going to be splattered all over everybody when you explode?
Me?
Yeah, you. No one else said they were going to explode.
Oh, yeah. I had some pizza, man. That's probably going to be the first thing you see. Followed by Taco Tuesday. I know it's Monday, but fuck it.
All right, Cassim, what about you, man? You're visiting from California.
Yep.
It must be like, you know...
Well, you want to compare the weed, because if you're from California, you want to see if it lives up to your expectations. And it does. The weed is great. It's a little dry. It's a little dry. Hang on. It's a little dry.
Hang on.
But it's so good. The strain was Golden Goat. One of my favorites. Can't get it in Cali. So I bought a quarter today, and we already crushed half of it. But the stores are real nice. I'd never been able to just go into a store without showing some sort of medical license. And it was nice going in there. Everyone's super pumped to work there. They have everything on iPads, all the menus, and they're showing you where the hybrids are, where the sativas are, but they're all out of indica, which was a major bummer. And that's it. But everything was great so far.
On the count of three, everybody yell out your favorite dispensary or the one that you work for. On the count of three, you dummies.
What are we yelling?
They're yelling their favorite.
Okay, I'll chill.
One, two, three.
That's the one I use.
Me too, me too. I heard mine.
Some dude just yelled marijuana.
I don't know the name of the man, but it's something marijuana.
I feel like if there's a dispensary called marijuana, that's a little on the nose.
Yeah.
The closest.
But I was just, my point that I don't know if I made it or not, was that everybody yelled out something, and most of it was something different, and that's how much of it there is. That's how available it is here, and it's incredible. Speaking of incredible, Incredibles is one of our sponsors. I'm just joking around. I don't really have another thing to say about them.
Yeah.
Todd, what'd you smoke today, Todd?
I'm gonna pass.
He's high.
Give us a reason why you won't tell us.
Because I'm too high.
Okay.
Also
use your microphone, boys.
I'm fine to just say what I just said, but not to do any more. Even that was hard.
Who was shots out of that?
Todd, you have a lot of energy when you're...
Oh, no, just somebody... I just had a thing with somebody, but yeah. It's no big deal.
You seemed really out of it. Now you're, like, really aggressive after an audience member.
It's all bits. Bits and giggles.
So, do you really want to pass? Stop doing that.
Be nice.
What'd you smoke today?
I didn't smoke anything today.
When you got here is when you started?
Yes, I got here. I had some chocolate. But I did say today... No, thank you, but thank you.
No, thank you, but thank you.
I was taught how to say that. So I had chocolate when I got here.
I feel like this is a faster-paced pot bag episode than usual. Yeah. I feel like they're literally bringing them out as soon as they're done being filled. Like, we still have, like, six.
No, I know. They're really...
They have to run out of
They're killing
bags.
It, but I just love that everybody applauds when new ones arrive. It's a really interesting reaction.
We're having one of those things where, like, in the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July, where a guy just has four, and it's like, I'm cool. I'm just going to lose this one, if that's okay.
You're insane, man.
I've only smoked Marlboro Lights.
Gabe is so funny. You guys don't hear a lot of the funny shit. He just said in my ear, "Hail Hydra." You can pass it down, Jeff. But before we go to break, tell us what you smoked today.
Marlboro Lights.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Then let's go to our first of a couple of breaks. Thanks for being here. Thanks for watching, and we'll be right back.
Thanks to our friends at Incredibles for supporting our special episode of Getting Done with High in Denver, Colorado. During the show, you may have noticed us enjoying some of their outstanding products, including this delightful high-end and effective vape pen modeled by Gabe the Magician. It offers a smooth draw with an E that lights up at the end. It's modern, sleek, rechargeable, and pairs well with Incredibles' other products. Incredibles? Get it? To see more of those products, visit iloveincredibles.com. We're big fans of Incredibles, and we're not the only ones. Just look at some of the awards they have won at recent competitions. The company's founders are committed to creating products of the utmost quality and consistency, and they're also dedicated to seeking responsible industry growth and are actively involved in education and legislation. Thanks again to Incredibles for helping us take the show to Denver. Be sure to go to iloveincredibles.com to learn more today. Hey everybody, so that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. Check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day.
I gotta get some oomph out of it. I've gotta get some oomph out of it.
Hey everybody, we're back.
There wasn't that light before.
Yeah, we're in different seats now, Todd.
I think so, Todd.
They took my microphone, so.
What?
Oh, I think it should be like, they'll run out with one if we need it.
No, they said lavalier.
How did we lose a microphone?
No, they really took it, so they don't.
I brought mine from home.
To have it anymore.
I always bring it.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you guys switch seats?
Yeah. We all moved down one.
I was just speaking for the.
I bring this microphone everywhere I go.
What happened, Todd?
I said I bring this microphone everywhere I go.
All right, so for people just joining us, we've got, from show business, Kasim G, Todd Glass, Jeff Tate, and Josh Blue are all on stage.
That's you, bud.
Let me know on Twitter how you feel about the four-guest format in this type of show, because I think it gets a more close-up shot of all of us at the same time when there's one less person on stage. And, yeah, I think it's been working out pretty good tonight. You want to pass those down there a little bit, Kasim?
No,
or are you going to do, like, some sort of prop comic bit about having old albino balls?
Right,
it's the guy who played Nightcrawler. Alan.
What?
Alan Tudyk. Is Nightcrawler a thing?
That's what it is. Alright, so I don't think I was asking there you go. Thank you. Thanks for hitting that. I didn't mean just pass them both to me.
It seemed natural.
Yeah, okay. 2,142 people are watching this right now on television. 500 to 600 people right here in the Oriental Theater in Denver. Five to 600. That's how many people went out to smoke during the break. And I do not blame them. What we've been mostly smoking on stage tonight is a sativa called Outer Space and the indica that is standing by. Can we make a bag of indica? Is called Gumbo. And they were provided by Denver's oldest and most politically active cannabis dispensary, Denver Relief. Awesome. You guys support that statement? Because I didn't do the research. Stop by and check out A Piece of History by visiting their store at 1 Broadway or check them out online at denverrelief.com. Thank you, Denver Relief.
Thank you, Denver Relief.
Thank you, Denver Relief.
Yeah, Todd, do a quick commercial for Denver Relief.
Thank you. We could do a like a group ad. We all just go down the line. We say it. Thank you. What's it again?
Denver Relief.
Thank you, Denver Relief.
Thank you, Denver Relief.
For always being there. And...
Well, we've narrowed it down to two of you who we're going to give the part to. One of you went terribly off book, and we still liked you more than one of the other guys, so we're going to go...
Look, who the hell knows what the fuck that... How do I...
I don't know what was supposed to be going on there. I think we're all supposed to say that same thing.
Yeah,
thank you, Denver Relief.
Really. Right now.
It's passed.
Just passed it down.
Outer space.
Weird that
is
I would not catch that.
That was me. That was me. That was all me.
No, it was.
That throw was
going to bother me.
Very short, that throw.
Wow.
Let's do some.
Looks like a ghost.
Oh my God, there's so much shit in here.
Can I leave? I could just walk
you
out.
You could totally just leave, yeah. You'd even have a free headset microphone.
Just wandering down the street, collecting change.
Doug.
What?
Did you read about this guy that had his leg unfortunately amputated, but then they took his hand and put it on his leg, so he has one hand for his leg? Did you read about that?
No,
you
didn't. I didn't.
Of course you didn't, because it never happened. But that's crazy, right? If that did happen?
You just give me some lashes, brother.
I thought of that this afternoon.
Good job, Denver. Because you got high last night, right, Todd?
Yes. But I purposely said I wanted to get... And I thought about it. I got embarrassed about it, like if my nephew overheard me say this. But this afternoon I went, no, I want to get really high tonight. Like, I want to get regular high. I want to get really high. So.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine me telling my nephew going, so I have to, you know, go to sleep early tonight because I have a big night tomorrow night. Your uncle has to get high.
Your nephew would probably think you were an idiot. Is that what your point is?
Oh, no, he's the one with the hand for the leg, and he's here tonight. I want to know. Come on down here, Todd, with these people.
Your nephew would probably think that was pretty fucking cool. Your nephew sounds like a dork. Why do you have to get...
Attention went from here to here. Cool.
You look like...
cool.
With Kasim on the end there, it looks like we're like a group, some sort of band, and we're in therapy. Help us, Dr. G.
Guys, when did it stop being about the comedy?
Oh, shit. Damn.
Oh my God. Nice. I don't know. You just turn a corner one day, and all you have to do is get in a party bus, and people will pay for that.
Yep. I'll take it.
2010? Right?
Oh, you picked an exact year to answer his... What I'm assuming was a pretty rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, you guys.
Oh, no. The show.
Oh, no.
The show.
We'll never get it back on track.
What segment's next, Doug?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's
anything
so
can
funny.
Happen night.
That was...
The cards are literally off the table. I probably should have had a table. Again, I don't come by and check it out beforehand. This is Indica. You Indica?
Oh, I'm allergic.
Okay.
This microphone has a battery graphic thing right here, so you can see how much battery is left in it. No, it's got 3 bars out of 4, but I'm watching it like I'm in one of them nuclear war movies. like Failsafe or some shit, right? Oh my God, still 3 bars, okay. Oh boy.
Special thanks to Sexy Pizza for catering some delicious pies backstage and in the VIP hot box before the show. Now this part's kind of covered up, so I'm going to have to wing it. That was awesome that those folks who helped the birth of modern cannabis. Fuck it.
You don't need them, man.
You guys, Sexy Pizza's more than just a funny name.
Sexy Pizza's slogan.
Come on,
should be,
you guys.
The Sexy Pizza's slogan should be objectify pizza, not women.
Jeff, you are right. Sexy Pizza is a movement in community advocacy and drug policy reform. So visit them at one of their 3 locations in Denver or online at sexypizza.com. That was delicious pizza for a cause.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
I want to fuck it. Right? Objectify pizza, not women.
Right. No, this pizza, we're not joking around. I know you think we're kidding. This pizza is so good, you want to fuck it. And you think that's weird till you eat it, and then you find yourself fucking pizza going, that's what they were talking about.
I didn't eat any of the pizza in the dressing room.
They're like...
It doesn't paint the best picture.
I like a sexy pizza.
Todd, pizza has... I like pizza's ideas and personality. Right, that's the next wave. Don't objectify pizza, everybody. Pizza has dignity and feelings, just like, you know, pizza gets paid half what a man does. I've never had a bit go well while I'm this high.
I thought Sexy Pizza was like they just tear the crust off and throw it in the garbage and then deliver it to you.
What?
Yeah. I don't like the crust enough to... It just seems unnecessary. Oh, what can I get with my bread with tomato paste and cheese on it? What can I get with that? Oh, some bread attached to it right there? Just eat that bread on the end of that whole thing that was all bread. Put the fucking cheese and a few peps on the goddamn crust part. I just gave Pizza Hut a new... Pizza Hut has made a 700 shitty weird pizzas. Let's bleep shitty in the archive version of this because I really think Foods are going to come around as a sponsor of this show. Thanks to the trail blazed by Sexy Pizza. 3 locations in Denver or online at sexypizza.com.
Wow.
Sexy Pizza. You'll come for a pizza, but you'll stay for more.
Sexy Pizza. Sexy Pizza, you'll come from our pizza. You'll stay for more.
Sexy Pizza, we cannot get these perverts to leave.
Sexy Pizza, we're very sorry. We'll reopen soon. We gotta figure out how to get these weirdos out first.
Sexy Pizza, we're waiting on the hazmat team now.
Do you think they would like this or not?
What?
You know, like when they would see us doing this, they're like, hey, what are they trying to say?
It was a really nice commercial, and then...
I almost feel like maybe I dropped these for a reason. Maybe the audience here in Colorado, probably every person here knows more about what's going on with marijuana than we do. Todd, if you cheat and look at the answers...
Were we supposed to help?
I'll be like, you are a scoundrel. Because he helped out. He was a gentleman, but now he knows the answers.
No, the mess was driving me.
Oh, could we get a mop for Mr. Glass? Because there's a bunch of... There's that something right there.
That's water. It's clean.
But you'll clean... That's clean?
Soda would bother me. Water. Yeah, it's just water.
That's the aftermath of sexy pizza.
It's practically nothing.
Why did you pick all that up, but not the lid to your water?
I thought that's your lid. I know. You know how I'm looking at it? Like it's a little above the ground pool we're all hanging out.
Yeah, but you're freaking me out not having a lid.
In my head, it gets me to a safe place.
You're going
to
pour that water on me, dude.
Oh, so...
That's what I'm afraid of.
Why are there no tables, man? There's just one table would have been nice, man. We could have put our drinks down. Not look like an asshole every time we gotta pick it up off the ground.
Oh my god!
How red is my face? just say it, bro. We should talk after this about the future of the show.
Listen, I'm trying to find my show right now. There's a show in here somewhere, and I can't wait to do it.
I recommend the table thing.
I got a quiz in here that's gonna make Todd Glass look like a silly muffin.
Sexy pizza. We got great service. It took me a while for that one, but. Fucking A, did I deliver.
So I was saying that you guys have probably heard enough and know enough about that, like, it's not that crucial that we do pot topics for you tonight. Because other than for you to hear that, I just said it. There it is. But Canada's moving really close to legalization. Something's...
Old news! You guys are...
Brutal.
You guys don't know how good you got it, all right? Calm down.
The DEA approved smoking marijuana as legitimate medical research. So that's pretty good.
Which they knew all along.
What?
They knew that all along.
Oh, yeah, they knew that all along. It's just now they could do it, and no one would go, what are you doing, DEA? Now they go, yay. Yeah, that's the DEA's, I don't know if they've premiered it yet, but their new slogan is DEA, yay.
Yum.
Because that's what I say.
DEA, yum. Like Red Robin. DEA, yum. We're gonna eat all these drugs, yo.
You guys ever hear that song KARS, Cars for Kids? You ever hear that?
Nope.
It's horrible. But somebody wrote today on Twitter who wrote that, and I wrote back to them, Paul Simon. What are you guys, what's happening?
That guy thought your Twitter at mentions was Google.
I thought it was a pretty funny response.
Hey man, what is your battery at?
Oh my god, it's 4 out of 5, I miscounted. I think we're doing okay. For now. Wow. Thanks for asking, though, Josh.
Yeah, I'm worried now.
One of these is going to explode when it gets to zero.
It's a new show.
It's called Deal or No... Sorry about that.
You ever see it?
That'd be the best. That'd be hilarious.
Jeff, Todd was talking first.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
No, and I'm not gonna lie about it.
I just realized that show would be called, if all these exploded, or one of them did, it'd be called Last Comic Standing. And Josh would be the winner, so we would all be dead if one of these exploded. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, that's probably why they took your handheld away. Uh-huh. These are all going to explode right in our faces.
Oh, that's why I got rid of mine. You got that figured out yet, Doug?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm having a pretty good little test of
dexterity.
Figuring this shit out. Yeah.
Did you hear about the ventriloquist? This is actually true.
Sure.
And he says that the dummy or whatever it is, and he goes, I just heard this from another person. That's why there's a lot of details I don't know, but this is the gist of what I heard.
We're not.
They thought they saw this on television once. I go, I hope if you didn't, I want to fucking do it. So I think someone else might have done it, but it's like he'll go, oh, and say hello to everybody, and then it doesn't say anything. He goes, he's shy, and then he goes whispers. He said he wants to know he's having fun, and he never says. He always just the puppet repeats it into his ear.
I know exactly what you're describing.
Right, that's funny, right?
No, it's hilarious.
Jesus Christ, what am I losing my mind? No, I mean I think that's funny. Like I don't, maybe I didn't explain it right, but
yeah,
I think I'm
with you.
No, I can show you a YouTube video where that happens.
I have no idea.
Is it funny?
It's fucking hilarious.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. They didn't like it.
It's called Shy Tony.
It's all right.
I didn't mean to get aggressive,
in the video,
but I have
so
problems.
It's automatically fucking dope. Yeah, Sinbad.
I found my show, you guys.
Wow.
Let's do a pot quiz, Hobshot. And this is this one is special for Todd Glass. This is kind of a tribute to my friend Todd Glass, because you just never know what he's going to know. And there's a big motion picture came out this past weekend. It's an Avengers movie. And in that movie, Todd...
I have no idea.
I know. But just
try to poker
face it a little bit.
If I knew, I would
just poker face it. Just act like
okay, okay.
Because I might talk you through it. We'll see what happens. But act like you might.
I know. I know this face. I made it my whole life.
Okay, here we go.
The only way I got passed in every grade, I acted like, oh yeah. And they're like, okay, at least he knows. But I was like, out inwardly, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But when teachers talk to me, I swear I go, oh yeah. Like I got it, and then I didn't. So I'm good at it.
Okay, Todd, so I'm going to ask each of the panelists here, they each get to bid on how many of the 12 Avengers featured in the latest Avengers movie, how many you can name. You can guess anywhere from zero to maybe negative one if he says somebody that's not in it, all the way up to, of course, 12. Or 13 if he figures out some way to get creative.
Are you
going to
say all the numbers? I'll do 5. That was with me. I wasn't trying to be beat. I'm sorry. You were going through all the numbers.
No, I really did. I just hit the ends.
It's 5.
I got 6.5.
He says 5.
It came out really mean.
I didn't think it was mean at all.
Thank you.
He thinks you can name 5, Todd. So let's see what Jeff thinks.
Am I trying to guess how many I could name?
No,
or how
many
can
Todd name?
Oh, Todd.
We can do a side bet about how many you can name.
I'm going to go with 0 for Todd. And not being mean, I just know Todd.
No, that's nice, because you're right.
Yeah.
How many can you name?
I changed my answer to 0.
How many can you name, Jeff?
I could probably name...
Out of 12.
7?
I don't even know what we're supposed to name. That's how bad. Like, it's not like...
Castle, can you name more than 7 of the 12 Avengers featured in the latest Avengers movie?
I can try.
Maybe
6 or 7.
Let's see Todd do it.
What about... Okay.
I like the way Josh thinks.
Let's just go right to Todd.
Let's say 3.
Okay, he says 3. So, it's this movie, Todd... It just came out. It's called Captain America, : You know how they stick the colon in there all the time now?
Change my answer to 1.
Civil War. Okay? It just came out this weekend.
and it's got 12 of the Marvel superheroes from the Marvel Universe in it. So if you just name some superheroes that just come to mind, maybe make some up.
Superman, is he a superhero?
Incorrect. Christ. That's one wrong.
Can I make a side bet that Todd...
I thought I was like, negative one or zero?
But hang on, you guys. You can't...
Spider-Man?
What's your side bet? Okay, Todd got one. You guys got to settle down here a second.
My side bet is that Todd can't name the title of that movie right now.
Adventures? I knew it. Fuck, I should have said
I was
nothing.
Deliberate about it, should've Todd. Said I said Avengers a lot because it's part of the Avengers series. It's Avengers characters. But it's... I only said the title once to you, but I did say it to you out loud. And so that's part of the fun of this game. And I do not blame marijuana for what just happened. I blame Todd's not giving a shit about movies and what's going on with them. But it's delightful, Todd. You got Spider-Man was right. Superman was wrong.
Okay.
What else have you got? Just name any superhero. Yeah, you must.
I know superheroes.
You just know the reference. You hear comedians make the reference. Like, think of a comedian's bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's her name?
Superhero.
Flying in her invisible plane. That
hey.
I'm just, Spider-Woman. I'm just helping him to say an incorrect answer.
No, come on. You never know these days. Women can do anything men can do. It's like a bad PSA.
And a bunch of stuff we can't.
I don't know. Can I be honest with you? And you'll know I'm being honest. Oh, even boy. If I could think of it, it's exhausting.
That's why I guess zero.
That's a great answer.
I actually would have bet Todd would quit if I could have bet that. If that was an option on the betting board, I would have bet Todd quits this game.
All right, well, just for fun, Jeff, tell me, how many did you say you could do?
Six or seven?
And did you say you could do more, Kasim?
I said six or seven. I just saw the movie, I was high the whole time. So.
All right.
I
could do nine.
Oh, shit.
Also, I think I would do better in multiple choice.
So write down every superhero on a piece of paper and hand it to Todd.
I'm going to remember for next time Todd's on, multiple choice.
I always like multiple choice because you had a shot at it.
C.
All right, so Jeff is going to do nine? Is that what we decided?
Yeah, he said nine.
Okay, so Jeff, say nine out of the 12 of the Avengers that are in Captain America Civil War. Go. Hang on one second, though. Todd? You still not? Can you have one more guess?
No, I don't know.
All right. So go ahead, Jeff. Captain America Civil War is the name of the movie.
So Captain America.
That time he said, Zoom, Zoom.
The Scarlet Witch.
Oh, we're doing it. Okay.
Hawkeye.
Yep.
Captain America. Iron Man. Spider-Man.
He stole that.
I did. The Black Panther. Ant-Man.
That lady, she couldn't take it. She just couldn't take it.
See, that's a bit.
Where were you when Jeff needed you?
She's all like, I know one.
Where the hell were you?
The Winter Soldier fella?
Yeah.
He's pretty much a superhero.
Did he say nine yet?
War Machine?
Yeah. What was that one thing called?
Oh, Vision?
Yeah.
He used to have it.
That was a good clue.
I used to. Falcon?
Huh?
Falcon?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I think you've said nine. Are you trying to go for all of them?
Yeah, until I don't have to do
it. You could do it, man. Think of the two teams of six in your head.
Okay, so there's for sure more.
Oh, Lord, I've lost track of which one's the indica. I don't even remember which ones you said.
Oh, I've said all of them already.
Did you
I'm
say
the only one to
Did
ever
you say
do
Hawkeye?
That? Yeah, I said Hawkeye yeah. first.
Did you say
Scarlet Witch?
Yep.
I was first.
Vision is was.
I think you said them all, man.
Did I miss a movie where they introduced that weird Vision guy?
Yeah, yeah. He's been Tony Stark's robot pet slave.
But he was
he was created by Tony Stark, and then he turned into a real thing.
That guy scared the shit out of me when he showed up in the movie.
He's what happens when robots, you know, become sentient, and then they also have superpowers and weird colored skin. That's what happens.
He looks like, with that thing on his head, he looks like Lando Calrissian's friend spent way too much time in a tanning booth.
I have a random thought, but I think it's worth it.
Let's go, Tom.
I wouldn't fuck with your time. But you know how we all see dogs that have street smarts? Like they turn to the road and then they look to the right, they look to the left. They have street smarts, right?
Hey, Todd, Todd.
What did I do wrong?
We got to go to a break real fast. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you in part by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40+ in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all the items are curated around that theme. The onslaught of big summer blockbusters makes May the perfect time to celebrate some of pop culture's unstoppable, unrelenting, and unbeatable characters and objects. We've got something you can carry, something for your kitchen, and a cool figure to go with our monthly tee and pin. Featuring 2 Marvel items, plus Warcraft and Dragon Ball Z, no one crate should have all this power. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it, it's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today!
Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Pokeball have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Pokeball Home Dome Frosted Ashtray like we have here on the table with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to Pokeball.com, promo code Doug, to receive your 10% discount. This is out, and someone is going to be fired.
So,
what? Todd? Todd Glass? Todd Glass?
Okay.
You have something you want to say?
The rest of the story.
It's customary we come back from commercial for the host to welcome everybody back. Thanks for being here, everybody. I'm with Jeff Tate and Todd Glass and Josh Blue and Kasim G. We've been hitting the bags pretty hard. Some indica just flew through here. But thanks for sticking with gargling desperately with hamburger. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. You can also subscribe on iTunes. Do stuff on iTunes, Todd?
Of course.
Todd said, of course.
There's where for this you can get the audio only version of the show. Can you imagine, like, say somebody's in an office?
Wait, is
and
that
they
true?
They want to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
They can get an audio-only version. Just listen to it. Nobody knows what they're up to.
Wow, that's really cool.
You can't really watch it in a cubicle. You know what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Our 420 Club on Patreon just passed our 420 a month goal and broke 100 members. We're going to be releasing a video to club members in the next few weeks for passing our goal, and there's a lot of stuff on here. Yeah. Just go to patreon.com/gettingdug, and I'm sure all of this is there.
Oh, no. I needed that one.
Here, let me get it for you.
No, you're going to cheat.
Now I'm the nice
Everybody's
guy, Todd.
Cheating. That's it.
You're going to be his Not monkey boy one. Forever?
Thank you. Let's play it. Let's do another pot quiz, you guys. Pot quiz, hop shot. Oh, Todd, what were you saying before the break?
I've had a lot of time to think about it, and I just don't. I said, just fucking do it. So here's the thought. You know how a dog like has street smarts?
Yes.
Like, we all know what that means, but we don't really think. Like, you know, like, they go, they look to the right, they look to the left. Like, that's the most human connection. Like, that's almost a human being, you know? I don't care if they're a dog their whole day, or they drink out of the street, but at one point, just like us, they're like, hey, 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 and then they just go across. But they got to be like, hey, I got to look for cars. It's a very mature thing to do. You know, it's like, what's coming over here? I can't even always. They probably know, you know, it's taking them longer. Oh, how long am I going to have to, Jesus Christ, today? That's basically a human being. What would a human being be doing? A human being would be like, oh, Jesus, how long I got to want to cross here?
It sounds just like the dog.
I think a dog is a human being when it's crossing the street. That's the only thing I wanted to say. I'm working with PETA.
Do you think if there's street smart dogs, do you think dogs that don't do that are just book smart?
And the street smart dogs probably look at them like they're lunatics. They just see them running all over. They have no concept. They're like, hey, yeah, yeah.
But then those dogs are like, did you know Christopher Columbus's dog discovered America? Yeah, like dog history is the same. It's just the person's dog that did it.
You all right, Todd? Because you didn't hear the guy. There he goes. They're going off in the audience.
I thought he said whore, and I thought that was so negative. And that's why I went like, wow, what was that, I wonder?
Fisherman's whore?
Fisherman's whore. Hey, at least he had two jobs.
That's a real bootstraps kind of fella.
All right, here's the pot quiz. Here's how it goes. I didn't say the whole
Who
thing.
Who is that?
James Adomian. I think he has to drop out soon against Hillary.
Dude, what if we found out that the we think it's two people, but there is no Bernie Sanders? This is all a gag. Like, but he might actually win. I don't. Never mind. Fisherman's Wharf.
The show gets pretty political. Fisherman's Wharf. First of all, Todd, it's just his regular speaking, barking voice.
Todd feels like
this is what he would sound like if he tried to talk like a person.
This is classic, dude.
Fisherman's Wharf. Fisherman's Wharf. Todd just needs to get old-fashioned. Fisherman's Wharf.
That motherfucker works. He didn't let me die. He goes, he knew it. He'll get me, but he had to, and he did. That's Doug Benson, America. There. There's your promo for your fucking show. Go yeah. Black, Doug yeah. Benson. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Nobody else ever did anything like that, and I know it because I'm smart.
I call what I do noises into a microphone. And people love it. All right. Just jump in if you know the answer, you guys. Just as soon as you think
good,
you have a guess. In 1917, what state in this country made the use and cultivation of cannabis a misdemeanor when it had previously been legal? In 1917. What state did that?
Based on the, shut up.
Colorado.
In the front.
I thought the audience might end up giving clues.
Well, we all know it now.
Do we?
Idaho. Next question.
Does anybody else on the panel have a guess?
That's it.
It works. No matter who's saying it.
Are you guys afraid to guess?
Colorado?
That's correct, Jeff. It was Colorado. Yeah. But obviously things have gotten much better. Let's move on. In 1929, what state joined others in making laws that made cannabis, they listed it as a poison and therefore a felony? What state started it off? We've got Texas and Illinois have been yelled out for your choosing pleasure. Kasim says Colorado. That's correct, Colorado. But of course, things have since gotten better. In 2000, this state, along with Nevada, tied for seventh state to legalize medical marijuana.
Colorado.
Colorado's correct, Jeff. Monthly marijuana sales for what state eclipsed 100 million per month in 2015?
That's Buck, everybody.
Any guesses? Todd? Let's see if Todd has a guess. No. You don't have a guess?
What was the question?
It was one that's been a series of questions where the answer's been the same every time.
Oh, it has been?
Yeah.
Oh, say Colorado.
There's been some guesses that were wrong.
Oklahoma?
Texas!
Give me it again. I'll do
just
it.
Just say Colorado.
Colorado.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. What I was going to say is that a mile marker in this state was changed from 420 to 419.99 in order to reduce the theft of the sign. Where'd that happen, Todd? Just guess what state that happened in.
Oh, Colorado.
Yes.
You know, even that, it makes me feel a little smart. I'm not lying. I'm like, I have to remember something.
And I got
to
learn something in this last one because you guys have mixed feelings about Governor Hickenlooper. Yeah. Some like him, some don't, right? It's not like one way or the other with this crowd. But doesn't he influence marijuana politics in the state? Not very well, people say. Some people. Yeah, what do they know? Boo. That sucks when a whole bunch of stoners can't agree on something. But it's also cool that everybody can get together and have a laugh and sing a song. Hit it, Todd.
When you walk
holy shit
through a storm, hold your head up high. That's all I got.
I was so ready for the entire song. I would have been fine.
I would have done it, but
we can get you some reverb.
Oh well, I mean, I'm sorry. I forgot to moisten my throat with singing tablets. I take
tablets.
That's a guy line. I hate when you're doing a bit and then people judge you like you're really having a nervous breakdown. I'm creating this silly character. Like, oh my God, Todd's he's freaking out. No, I'm not.
Todd, you do so many bits that when you had a heart attack, people were like, yeah, it's kidding.
I know. Because never mind. It's sometimes it's just not worth it.
Blackout.
Getting close.
What state are you in now, Todd? Oh, thank you. We We want to thank all the sponsors who helped us do this show in Denver. Thanks to Incredibles Chocolate and Infused Products.
Yeah.
Colorado Cannabis Tours. Gabe took the tour. He loved it. And they also brought a party bus out front. That's our VIP lounge. Yeah. Thank you to Sexpot Comedy for putting it all together. Loot Crate for being a sponsor. Denver Relief and Sexy Pizza. I'll take a hit in honor of Sexy Pizza. We just passed the 20-minute after the hour mark 3 minutes ago. I'm glad I finally got around to that.
It's only 8:23.
What?
I don't know.
No, Jeff, it's 9:23.
Oh, I didn't know which hour we passed.
You were in your head, we could have been out here 23 minutes or an hour and 23 minutes.
No, I thought it had been longer, but then when you said that, I was like, yeah, it could be that.
Me too, that's what I thought. I was thinking the same thing.
How long is it supposed to go?
I thought, God, we...
I got to do your plugs first for that. Josh Blue, you guys, is opening for Dvochka at Red Rocks on June 16th.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Tickets available at axs.com and also go to joshblue.com for all dates and tickets to his stuff.
Thank you, Denver. I love you.
He loves Denver. All right, so pressure's on, guys. So Todd Glass, you got to try to get a bigger round of applause for what you say after I give your upcoming dates.
No.
Well, maybe that'll get a round of applause bigger than what Josh just got. June 22nd, you're at the DC Improv. Love that club. June 25th, Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, PA. Yeah, oh, fans of that place.
Sold out.
What? Those shows are sold out?
It's sold out.
Why are they on the... Why do I have to do this thing? July 14th to 16th, Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington.
Middling. Vermont. I am middling, in all fairness.
August 26th, 27th, Winnipeg Comedy Festival. And September 13th to 17th, Acme Comedy in Minneapolis.
And I also want to say something real quick, and I hope you'll let me indulge me. I have a new one-man show that I've been working on. It's called I Went to See Brian Regan. And it's a one-man show. It opens up. I say, hey, where are you going? It's the story of me buying the tickets and everything. And then I go to see the show, and I do Brian Regan for an hour. And then there's a blackout, and I go, that was the most fun I ever had. I do it as a play, so look for it in the ads. He's in on it. He's in on it.
Could you do a little bit of it for us?
I can't. I can't for legal reasons, and that I'm being honest with you.
Oh.
It's fun to lie like that. No, and believe me, I swear, I can't tell you because there's things that are still in the litigation period with this. There's a lawsuit. Brian Regan's suing me.
You can't do one Brian Regan joke right now?
Oh, not great. The thing with the...
Isn't that going to be part of the charm of the piece, is that you don't do him as well as he does?
I'll be too self-conscious. I'll be too self-conscious to do it right now. And I'll fuck it up. I won't do it justice. And then I'll...
I can do the very beginning of Brian Regan's act.
Woo, 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 woo. What, are we losing our minds? Who goes, woo, 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 woo,
Todd... Jeff will be the beginning of one of his bits, and so he'll stand straight up tall, and I'll be the end of one of his bits, and I'll be down low, and then I'll stand back up again and start the next bit.
I think that's too much for me to remember. I'm being honest.
You don't have to remember any of it. It was something me and Doug were going to do. All you had to do in that scenario was not leave.
And it reminds me of something my Dr. Phil said, never miss a good opportunity to shut the fuck up. Applicable to me.
Okay, I've got one.
It doesn't have to have applause.
I thought of one.
Go on.
Wait, I've got it. Hang on.
Oh, God damn it.
The cab driver says, have a good flight. You go, you too. You too. You too. The next time you fly somewhere, you have a good flight then. You too.
These carolers.
Yeah, he does that, and it never gets old. It's fucking constantly hilarious.
My favorite one goes like this. He goes, what's with these Carolines? And then you're like, hello, Caroline. He's like, it's Caroline, Brian. It's Caroline, Brian. Oh, that's Brian.
Caroline.
I'm sorry, it's actually pronounced Bra-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Because you ever just stand over someone's house like, oh, no, you're not going to go to a hotel. Stay with us. We got a pull-out couch, you know? It's always a fun experience to watch that go down. Oh, let us fold it out for you. There you go. You got to stand there. Okay, well, fold it out for us. And brush some of those Pop-Tart crumbs off of there, you know? Even the dogs laying underneath it, you know? They're like, all right. Let me roll it out for you. Roll it out.
How do you know when you're done looking at a painting?
How do you know when you're done looking at a what?
Painting.
A painting.
Is that one of his jokes?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. I just went to a museum and looked at a bunch of paintings and never knew when to stop. Like, I would stare at every painting like if I relaxed my eyes, I would see a sailboat. Every painting.
I know I'm going to bastardize this Brian Regan joke, but I think you get the gist of it. You overhear someone ordering something a weird way, you know? I hear a woman go, excuse me, is there any way I could get a drink of water? Now, there's only one answer to that question, right? What any way? You know, like, the waiter's going to go, legend has it that there was something with a pitcher with something in it. Some recipe, but that recipe has never been seen. And long has this quest for this water that you speak of. The problem is I get like the bits halfway through, and then I forget the funny part at the end. But I have the part that goes, this bit's definitely funny. It's definitely going somewhere. And you were right. But then where's that thing at the end? That's the part I don't deliver, and I apologize.
That's why I narrowed mine down to just the one line of it I could remember. I didn't know more of that bit. I just know that he thinks it's weird when you are watching a painting. I relate to that one very much.
You too.
You too. Have you ever have a meal?
You're really far away from somebody and you walk through a spider web.
That's all I'm saying.
Is that the...
Why is that guy flailing his arms all around the place? What's that guy doing?
Is that the fisherman's wharf dog doing a Brian Regan joke?
Jeff Tate has slugs. May 11th, Helium in Portland, Oregon. It is a gas. May 22nd, Highland Ballroom in Atlanta, Georgia. June 14th, Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. June 16th, Knitting Factory. Dude, were you just booing just the concept of a comedy club called Stress Factory? Come on in, everybody. We're going to fucking make you uncomfortable. You're going to leave here shaken.
It's after every joke at that club, you have to tell them that someone left their lights on. You got to say things like that. Like a babysitter called, we forgot to write down the name. Just so that everyone in the room is like, this is not fucking fun. It's almost like they're just making the stress here.
Do they still have a payphone on the stage?
Yeah, dude, it doesn't work.
What is that about?
I tried to order a pizza like in 48 hours or whatever. Beverly Hills Cop. Beverly Hills Cop, I mean.
Your new album, again, is available now.
Yeah.
Jeff Tate. And your website is justanotherclown.com. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. And the thing I thought of to say... All right. happens, I just, the last thing I want to let everybody know, one more thing, like Todd, I'm down to 3 bars. So, we just made it. Woo!
Suspenseful. Kasim, you always share a card with another guest. Because you don't.
I just come to laugh.
You come to have a good time.
My mic's at 5 bars.
And
said
we
shit.
Say.
Oh, no,
that's
did
fine.
I?
That's why I come.
Is that why
I get free weed? I get to laugh.
Is that how come? Have I been talking too much? Is that why my
No, not at all.
Kasim G is his Twitter handle.
Yeah, at Twitter.
On
at Twitter. Thank you.
Yeah, get him.
Thank you, Denver.
Follow
you've been lovely.
Him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of fans.
That's right.
Out here, big time.
Fans are here. And you know who else has fans here? We have a magician on this show that would like to come out and say hello. Let's hear it for Gabe Dillon, everybody. Gabe the magician.
Denver, yeah. I think I might have the best trick I've ever done on the show tonight for you guys.
Gabe.
Yeah.
I'm way too fucking stoned for magic right now, Gabe.
Sorry, Jeff. Just pick one? Whoa.
Dude. Damn it, you guys. I thought I'd have a second to get my shit together.
One other thing.
Oh, it's not over? Okay.
Don't be stupid.
Oh! Damn it. That's always the most villainous character, you know, the one that just like the corpse is there and puts another bullet in it or smashes it in the head again. That seemed a little uncalled for because I don't know about you guys, but there's a rule that you can only fly with one fake bottle from California to Colorado. I don't know where that came from, but. He just fucking got one of you hit him with a real bottle.
He's not moving.
That is great. I hate magic, so that's great.
Yeah, I always forget to tell the guests important things.
Is that real?
So, well, that also always crosses my mind is like, you know, sometimes is it worth it to let somebody die because you think they're kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is, Todd? You're not on trial here. The whole system is on trial.
You can't handle the
system.
Be
honest, I don't think I did anything wrong, and I think you're trying to trap me.
What are you
eating?
There
was a show recently where Gabe and Rory Scovel were on the ground, and they would have both stayed there all night in the same position if, you know, one of them didn't have a wife and a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hit Gabe with a real bottle, so he's probably actually dead.
So, any final words to the audience or about the show or
sorry,
Gabe?
Two bars.
Oh, yeah, I should smoke more weed. That's a good note from the audience.
If you crunch up, like, 7 Altoids and just, you know, crunch them in your mouth and then chew them and then swallow them, it's like, it's good.
No, but
it's not that bad for you, and it seems like it could be.
Hey, thanks for coming to the rehearsal, everybody. Let's bring in the real crowd.
Show's at 10.
Yeah. When we start the real show in a little bit, there's going to be, I'm going to have a table and,
oh man,
he's not moving.
And, you know, we'll have, we'll bring in the paramedics. And, yeah, he's a very committed fella. Don't throw things on him. Oh, my goodness. Is anybody else? Are you good? Want some more?
Yeah.
Good for you. Todd.
We used to love your magic tricks, you dumb fuck.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
You miss you. Oh, selfish piece of shit.
Oh, my God. I don't think that story
just
doesn't
kicking
end well.
Around the body is a lot weirder.
Even pretend that was too much. DouglasMovies.com for more of my dates. And then the next show, we don't know the time yet, but it's going to be on Tuesday, May 17th. Why is that funny? Thank you to everybody who came out to the Oriental Theater. Thank you to all of our sponsors.
Thank you.
All of my guests, Jeff Tate, Todd Glass, Josh Blue, Cassim G, Gabe the Magician. I think he's just doing this to get out of having to meet the fans after the show. He's shy, so... thanks a lot, you guys. We'll see you a week from tomorrow, whatever that date, May 17th. Good night!